You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight we have Liam Gallagher and Gem Archer, aka BDI, on the show. Welcome. Hello.
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 It's a pleasure to talk to you guys. I'll be honest with you, I did have a dream about this.
Did you?
Last night. Okay. Liam, it ended up with you bizarrely being quite violent towards me, kicking my head in. It was quite a frightening dream. I am a big fan of yourself, so I was quite surprised when that happened.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
See, you're giving me a bad name, man. No,
it doesn't need that, do you?
That's it. It's good to have you back in our lives.
Yes.
The album is pretty special, isn't it?
We love
are
it.
Big fans.
Yeah, we think so, man. We think it's nice.
Inspired by a lot of different stuff, we're guessing. So could you tell us, aside from the obvious things like the Stones and that kind of...
Earth, Wind and Fire. You get that one,
eh? Amazing.
Oh, my God, I love Earth, Wind and Fire.
Bit of Earth, Wind and Fire in there.
Any Odyssey? We like Odyssey.
Yeah.
No, saving that for the next one.
Okay.
Is it weird having to have been away for quite a significant period of time, like nearly 2 years, but also living that period in the spotlight quite a lot where the pressure was always going to be on when people...
No, not really. We're well used to it, man, but... It doesn't seem that long that we've been away. People are making a bit of a fuss, like as if we've been on, you know, been away for 20 years, and that it seems like yesterday. You know what I mean?
It's no longer than I guess the average singer, average band would have away.
Longer if you're a radio where they take years to make.
Well, this is true, and then they still come back with rubbish.
Yeah, about trees.
Yeah, and doing the Vogue dance. What was that all about? It's like, yeah, I'm still relevant, really.
anything to stop you looking at his head, though, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, this is true. But with you obviously being away for, I'd say, a standard period of time, really, I think the difference is of course the whole Oasis split, everything else that all happened. So I guess that's why people are putting the pressure on you, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I don't feel the pressure, so
good.
Try harder.
What sort of environment did you give yourselves when you were making the album? Did you just properly sort of hide away?
No, we've done it in London in Rack Studios. The World Cup was on, so we were nipping out, you know, doing a bit of music, going watching the match, bit of music, watching the match. It was pretty chilled, actually.
Yeah, and the door was always open, man. You know, and we liked it that way. The curtains were open, the doors were open. Shakira was in the lounge cheering Spain on and eating curry. And that's true.
That sounds like the perfect way to make an album.
It was pretty close.
Was Shakira in the vicinity?
On the TV.
No, she was on the table, actually.
Was she? Yeah. Yeah. Shaking her hips, giving it some.
We read a lot of rumours about people that might work with you on the album during sort of the interim period. Were any of those actually true? Did anyone come and offer? Because we heard...
Who
was that?
I read that Paul Weller was going to work with you. I read various different people.
No.
Were you ever tempted to go and try and recruit someone or not? Obviously, you don't need to, but...
No.
Could pay for anyone in the world.
Well, we just wanted to get moving, really. And this was... Steve Lillywhite came to us almost with indecent haste after we split up. Yeah. And we just thought, he's got a lot of experience, that'll do, let's get moving, man. We had all the tunes written and demoed, and all we had to do was, we rehearsed them before we went in, and that was it. We just went in and performed them, man. And like I said, we had an open door policy, but I suppose nobody came to see us to join in.
Do you know what, though? I think for your first band, as BDI, you don't really want to have collaborations on there, do you? You've gone from Oasis to BDI, and you want to sort of almost separate it in some way. So you've got to almost find yourselves to start with.
We don't have collaborations, full stop.
Nah.
And as Andy pointed out to us once, he went, you know, all these collaborators, they're usually all on the same label.
Yeah.
So it already is starting to smell a bit sniffy.
My God. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Did you get the choice of festivals? Did you get to pick which ones you wanted to perform at? You were confirmed for Tea in the Park and Isle of Wight.
No, we didn't get the choice. I mean, we got the choice in saying we don't want to headline anyway, you know what I mean? We don't want to be on first, but we don't want to be on last either. So we got that kind of choice. We sort of went, well, I'm not going on before them clowns. And I'm not going on after them clowns. So, yeah, we did kind of pick and choose.
It's all really complicated, that side of the things, managing and organising. It's far easier sort of just playing them.
Okay. Now, if you were going to actually... Have you got any other festivals that you want to do that you haven't sort of mentioned yet?
No,
you're just gonna just sort of go with it.
Well, there's, you know, you keep getting texts going on, they're gonna announce this one today, and they're gonna announce this, and there's a lot in Europe that we're doing. I know we're doing one in Sweden with Primal Scream, and our mate, we got a mate who's in a Swedish band called the Weeping Willows, and all three of us are all on that bill. So stuff like that's great, you know.
I guess you get to hang out with some of your mates, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and then we'll get to see the Scream with Delica thing again.
Obviously the Isle of Wight with Kasabian, you know, that'll be a laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, man, so it's all happy day.
If you were going to have to organise, say, if you wanted to organise your own festival, right, where would it be and who would be on the lineup?
Where would it be?
Hampstead Heath.
Yeah, mine would be right outside Noel's house.
Just to be noisy.
It's really loud.
Oh, yeah, no, to be really quiet.
Just to get him up in the night.
Oh, yeah, completely. Just so he could hear my lovely voice at 6 a.m. until 6 p.m.
He probably think he's having nightmares and then realise it was real.
There you go. There you go.
Would you give it a name, the festival?
Noel's Front Yard.
I've got a name. I don't know. Okay. CDI Rocks.
Yes, we'll take that.
We'll have that. Are you going to all be wearing pretty green clothing when you perform? Liam, you must have to kit everyone out in this. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, no, everyone gets kitted out, man, but there's no gun to anyone's head. You know, we're lucky because everyone seems to kind of like it, you know what I mean? But nope, we're not.
I mean, thank the Lord for it. I mean, I could do with a pretty green toothbrush, actually. I forgot mine, but, you know, it's all good stuff.
And a comb.
I could do with one of them as well, actually, tell you the truth, and a few DVDs to watch.
I mean, no one's endorsed by it, so if we get caught not wearing a pretty green, I'm not going to sue myself.
No, exactly, because that's the beauty of it, having your own thing. Yeah.
Every time we go past the shop on King Street.
You know when Brittany gets caught drinking Pepsi and all that, when she's really doing it, she's really a cokehead.
Do you know?
Yeah, exactly.
There's definitely something up with her. I walked down King Street when the Pretty Green shop opened in Manchester, and seriously, Liam, I've never seen anyone with as many Liam Gallagher haircuts outside one place. It was hilarious.
Well...
They love it.
It's a good job I've got a good haircut then, isn't it?
Exactly. Otherwise, they look like a right bunch of morons.
There you go.
Thanks very much for chatting
to us,
guys. Thank
you.
Liam, can you pick any album track off the album for us to play right now, sir?
Three Ring Circus.
Let's do it. Liam and Gem, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to In Demand. Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm. You're listening to In Demand.
It's In Demand, and tonight I'm very pleased to welcome the lovely McFly to In Demand. Hello, boys.
Hello.
Hi.
Now, there's no Dougie tonight.
No, he's sick, yeah. He's right.
Recovering.
He's pretty much got a flu.
Okay.
So we've been a bit ill lately. Harry's got a wisdom tooth coming through, and he's had food poisoning as well, and now he's got a cold too, so...
It's like man flu, isn't it? I've got it worse, that kind of thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
And what we're going to do is have a lad's night in. Is that all right with you?
Of course, yeah, absolutely.
Unless you want a girl's night in.
Well, I think our nights in tend to be a little bit on the girly side, to be honest.
Okay, well, we'll discuss that very shortly. More from McFly next on In Demand.
In Demand.
It's In Demand tonight. The boys from McFly. I've got Danny, Tom and Harry with me. Hello.
Hi.
Okay, so Alex isn't here because he's living up in New York this week.
Wow.
I know, right for some, isn't it? So we're going to have a boys' night in, or is it going to be a girls' night in? I'll let you boys decide. How do you want to play this?
Well, I think Tom's saying that nights in are more girly, but...
Do you think we need to butcher up a bit?
I just think he's speaking for himself there, really.
Okay.
Yeah, me and Danny
watch the football.
Me and Danny like watch the football.
Bit of UFC, bit of boxing.
Have a couple of beers and that.
See, I'd like to just sit and watch
a Disney film.
A Disney
cry.
Film.
Bambi.
And do some knitting.
Do knitting. Watch a Disney film and make some cupcakes.
And a bit of exfoliating.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. So we're definitely drinking beer and some sambuca later. What about food? Pizza, Chinese, Indian, Thai.
Eating's cheating, love.
Yeah.
We can't have something to line our stomachs.
No.
What?
Yeah, no, I certainly agree. I think I'd probably have...
Chinese chicken and cashews and a bit of rice.
Crispy chili beef and boiled rice.
Ooh, okay. I might have that tonight.
Boiled rice? You need special fried rice with all the meat in it.
No, boiled rice, much better.
Egg fried.
It's so healthy.
Once you have boiled, you'll much prefer it, trust me.
If we're going to watch a movie, what's it going to be?
I don't watch a horror film, so we can all snuggle
No horror films.
So we can all snuggle
We can all get cosy under a duvet.
Rest on your bosom.
I vote for...
I'm a boy for the night.
Oh, damn it.
I think When Harry Met Sally, and if we're still feeling awake enough, we'll go for the You've Got Mail marathon afterwards.
Jeez, that sounds depressing.
I love You've Got Mail. Meg Ryan's awesome.
I'm just imagining me and Danny snuggling up to you and Tom sat in the corner knitting.
Yeah.
What are you going to make, Tom, with your knitting?
I'm going to make... Well,
a blanket
I can only do,
for us.
I can only do scarves, really, to be honest. Actually, no, I made a Christmas hat one Christmas, and I've got a knitting kit which makes a teddy bear at home, which I haven't started yet, which my mum and my sister got me.
Right, let's play your brand new single anyway while we get ourselves all sorted for the evening. Will you introduce it for us?
Yes. Hello, everyone. We are McFly, and this is our brand new single. It is called That's the Truth, and we truly hope you enjoy it.
You're listening to In Demand.
It's In Demand with McFly, so we're all settled in. We've been watching movies. We're just, you know, passing the popcorn, takeaway, that kind of thing. Now, I would imagine on Lads Not In, you probably still take your Twitter accounts and sort of keep in touch with the fans, that kind of thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Because...
No, my phone's off for the night. That's it.
I'm dedicated
to the Lads Night.
Well, it just so happens I've got a lot of fan questions to ask you. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Yeah. We sent a message out on Twitter. Loads of people responded, so we'll go through these as quick as we can. So Chanel Mason wants to know, if you were called any other name than McFly, what would you pick as a band name?
Tom Fletcher and the Three Wise Men.
Okay. Beatrice would like to know, are you really coming to Brazil in May?
We don't know. We will be going to South America at some point this year, but the dates haven't been finalised yet.
Because so the Brazilians love you guys.
They do, and we love Brazilians.
Okay, Tara. Sorry. Oh, dear, my mind was wandering. Tara would like to know, what's your favourite smoothie? Now, Tom, I think yours could be a peanut butter one.
Hell yeah. Peanut butter smoothie all the way. Every night. It's so good.
Really?
Seriously, try it. All it is so simple as well. 2 scoops of peanut butter, okay. A glass of milk, and a dollop of honey, and it's magic in your mouth.
I can see you doing like a cookery thing, a cookery segment on This Morning or something.
Yeah,
like that one
definitely.
Day. Amazing. Amy Harper says, who are your support acts on your UK tour?
We have 3 bands. We have one called The Struts, who are awesome, and the other two we haven't met yet, but they're coming on the road with us. I can't remember their names off the top of my head, but they...
One's called City Stereo.
There you go, that's one of them.
And sorry to the other band.
Sorry to the other one.
I've forgotten.
It's okay, it's fine. They'll just be known as the Forgotten Band. They don't mind. Rebecca Scott, how is Dougie now? Fans are worried. We've already sort of gone over this. He's going to be fine, isn't he?
I think he's milking it a bit for sympathy, to be honest, but we've quarantined him so we don't catch it.
Excellent.
We don't want to go near.
So you're fit and healthy. Can you choose now either a classic McFly song or a song that's currently in the UK chart?
I'll Be OK. We never request a song like
I'll
that.
Be OK is a great one, yeah.
Go on then, we'll go with I'll Be OK.
Awesome.
We'll be controversial.
Thank you for coming on the show, boys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Had a lovely night in with you. Do I have to leave now?
No.
No, you can stay.
You can stay over.
Can
you
I?
Can stay over.
Yeah.
Have you got fresh bedding and towels for the morning?
Lock your door.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand. Just me, Lucy, for most of this week because Alex is away in New York. I'm jealous quite a lot. But it doesn't matter because I'm joined by 5 gorgeous ladies. Hello again, Wonderland.
Hello. Lucy, thanks for having us back.
No, it's brilliant. So I'm guessing you guys are having a great start to 2011.
We are amazing. Indeed. We're very excited. This is hopefully a good year for Wonderland.
It's the year.
Please God.
The year to nail it and get everything.
Let's hope so.
Now, last time you were on the show, you did a little a cappella of Not a Love Song for us.
We did. Yes.
So are you going to do that again, but maybe an album track?
Yes, this song that we're going to sing is called Nothing Moves Me. It's a brilliant song. It's one that we love off our album, so
do you want to go for it then?
Yeah. Yeah,
here we go.
Nothing moves me anymore. I'm as cold as a stone. I was flesh and blood before. Now I'm only skin and bone. There are no signs of life. I've never felt this empty before. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. What a lovely introduction. So we're going to chat more very shortly. And again, because Alex isn't here, it's going to be all about the ladies tonight.
Yeah. Girls night in.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/AlexandLucy.
In Demand. And I'm joined by the 5 gorgeous ladies from Wonderland. Hello again.
Hello.
Jodie, we saw you sunning yourself Barbados over the new year. Amazing.
Yeah, I had a little bit too much fun.
Did you? That amazing. Seems to be where everyone goes. It's like Simon Cowell's there, Rihanna's there, Alexandra Burke, the lot.
Yeah, but it's funny. Me and Kian have been going there for about 8 years. And
so ahead of everyone
first,
else.
Well, yeah, I'm telling you. when we first went there, like, it wasn't like that at all. But then in saying that, it was the first time that we've ever gone at New Year. And it was really busy. Like, we bumped into so many people that we knew, which could have been a bad thing as well.
Who did you know. Bring the New Year in with, Jodie?
Is it true? It was Rihanna.
Rihanna.
See, I read about this and I was like, I'm so going to have to quiz her about it. Because someone said that you two were just sat there just chatting away for ages.
It was a really random circumstance. Like, basically, we were in Take That dressing room. Just so
amazing. That's amazing.
Randomly hanging out with Take That.
I'm not trying to name drop. I'm just saying.
No, this is brilliant.
True.
Keep going.
And basically, Take That went home with their wives and it left me, Kian, Mark, Kevin, Rihanna and her two friends, and we just drank rum. And we just drank rum for about 3 hours and chatted, and she's just a really cool, she's like one of us, she's just a really cool girl, lovely, really friendly.
We're so cool.
No, but she's like, she's a genuine girl, you know what I mean? There's no fakeness about her. It's just really, it was easy to be yourself around it because she made it easy because she's so down to earth.
Is she actually just the most beautiful thing you've ever seen? Because I have a bit of a girl crush on Rihanna.
I fancy her
too. Every girl. Yeah, well, we went to see her one of her concerts and we met her backstage and she was absolutely beautiful. It was like, oh my god, like she's even more gorgeous in real life.
She's like a doll.
She's just got a really nice way about her as well, I think, which makes her so much more attractive because she's just so easygoing. It's that real Bajan thing where she's just so laid back, and the way she handles being a superstar is, you know, amazing. She didn't walk in with bodyguards or anything. She just turned up with two of her mates like a normal girl.
Yeah.
And you just respect people like that, you know?
Okay, so now I feel that everyone's got to know you girls a bit better. So let's talk about the year of the girl band, because there's quite a few of you out there this year. There's obviously you guys, there's a girl band called Parade. Yeah. There's a band who were on the X Factor who were called Project A and they're now called the Ultra Girls as well. And there's a few others.
Oh, okay.
So what would set you apart from those other ladies?
I think it's just about music really, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think it's really whether you're in a girl band or a boy band. I think like there's enough room out there for everyone. And, you know, we always wish everyone good luck because obviously we're a new band and we need as much luck as we can get. Let's be honest. But you know, it's about songs, and we believe in our songs, and hopefully people will believe in our songs, and then the rest is up to fate.
Well, speaking of that, let's get the single on. Do you want to introduce it?
Hi, we're Wonderland, and this is our first single,
Not a Love Song.
In demand.
Brand new from Wonderland, it's Not a Love Song, and the ladies are with me tonight. Yay!
Girls Night In.
It is the Girls Night In, and seeing as Alex isn't here, it gives us an excuse to talk all things girls.
Chocolate tea,
makeup, shoes, clothes, everything.
I love it.
And I'm thinking, like, a lot of your fans, you've got a big Twitter following, you've got a lot of online fans as well. That seems to be the way that bands get big nowadays.
Yeah.
And I would imagine a lot of the girls who are big fans of yours would like to know stuff that you do when you're at home. Do you ever sit like watching telly in your pajamas?
That's mainly what we do. If we have like a day off, we stay in our pajamas all day, get up, cook breakfast, then we just are living for dinner time. Like, we just eat, watch movies, have baths.
Constantly checking the TV guide, what film's on next. We could sit and like watch our whole life just full of films.
Do you have like favourite films that you like to watch over and over again? Because I think everyone's got that.
Green
have gotten into right Bourne.
The Bourne Supremacy, the Bourne Identity. Me and Sharon are hooked because they were on like a little, like a marathon of all the films. So me and Sharon were sitting in the last couple of nights watching them all. So we're hooked
on pizza, action
films all the way.
Are you in love with Matt Damon as well?
He's really cute in that. Yeah. I never really fancied him before, but he's really, really cute in that,
So we've talked movies, we've talked sitting on the sofa in your pyjamas. What would be your takeaway of choice while you're watching
Chinese,
film?
Chinese.
I'm there with that.
Indian.
Oh, I love a Chinese. Fried chicken with chili, chips, curry sauce, fried
chicken
rice,
prawn
crackers.
Oh,
we are the hungriest girl band in
the
world.
We just love food.
Yeah, but food's amazing. Why not?
Oh, exactly.
It makes us so happy.
Girls eat food.
You know what? We'll sacrifice the odd bad picture, like, if it means that we can be happy.
Well, like over Christmas, why not eat what you want?
I'm telling you, life's too short.
You can go to the gym and eat what you want, as long as it's
exactly.
Well,
be healthy. Me and Sharon watched a movie the other night, and we got so hungry afterwards that we wanted wanted to order a pizza. We had just eaten and then we wanted a pizza, so we were like, okay, why not? We'll order a pizza. It was half 12. Oh, and then after the pizza, we were like, do you want to ring Chinese? But it was closed and we would have ate both.
It's only so because the someone else was that.
I think every woman out there does it. Yeah. You know? It's like, of course. There's this whole thing about, you know, being perfect. That doesn't exist. No. I mean, you got to treat yourself and then be good and then treat yourself. We all go through phases, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As soon as the summer comes, like a week before it, you go to the gym.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I always do. Come like if I booked a holiday a month before, I'm like, right, this is the target.
Exactly.
I exhaust myself and I literally don't treat myself at all. But then at the end of it, I go on holiday and just literally...
Well,
you get back and you put all the weight back on, but you don't care.
Yeah,
pictures are great at the start.
Do you have a guilty pleasure iPod track that maybe you'll sing when you're on your own or if you're in the bath or something and you're just like, no one can hear
me. Oh God, I do actually. I always listen to the song, you know, absolutely everybody.
Vanessa Amorosi, amazing. Because gotta get on Vanessa Amorosi, absolutely everybody.
Yay!
Thank you for coming in again, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolute pleasure. And next time, takeaway, pajamas, movies, and rum.
You're coming over to Eris for a girl's
brown rum.
I'll be there. Thank you.
Thank you, lovely.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.